HarperCollins presents The Hero by Lee Child, read by Jeff Harding. Let's start with opium. That venerable poppy grew wild and natural after the retreat of the last ice age, across a broad band of territory stretching from Asia Minor to the Mediterranean to North Africa. We know from the archaeological record that new Stone Age farmers were interested in it. A carefully curated stash of seeds about 7,000 years old was discovered near the Mediterranean Sea. 17 other new Stone Age sites throughout what we now call Europe show evidence of opium use 5 or 6,000 years ago, and the first deliberate cultivation of the poppy, as opposed to its casual collection, seems to have happened in Mesopotamia over 5,000 years ago, organized by the local Sumerians, who called their crop Hulgil, which translates as the joy plant. I would love to know who tried it first. I would love to know who tried anything first. Who first dug up a strange root or random tuber and thought, hey, you know what, maybe I should cook this and eat it. In particular, I would love to know how many died trying. Our species seems to be restless and curious to a degree that seems almost unhinged. Recent research concerning the Neanderthal people shows them to have been pretty much the opposite of what we have long assumed. They were intelligent, bigger-brained, better animals than us. Stronger, faster, healthier, more durable, better toolmakers, caring, compassionate, gentle, artistic, and organized. But they seem to have been constitutionally timid. Their settlements migrated slowly, cautiously, and sensibly.